And we're looking at promoting a culture of reading in children and creating safe schools. I'm not sure how the two tie in, but I'm sure that you're going to tell us. So firstly, yes, it's one thing for children to learn how to read. But, I mean, the association is generally negative. You have to read. It's Kathy and Mark. You know, you have to read those pages. And the, it's not a pleasurable exercise for younger children. So how do we cultivate a love for reading?
Well, firstly, thank you very much for sharing our story, all of your listeners. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And our story goes back a long time ago, like 18 years ago. So we've been doing lots of different kinds of projects and various programs within schools for many, many years. And we've just discovered over time that, I'm sure everyone knows that our reading statistics are very low in our country, and that a lot of the children drop out when they get to high school, and mainly because they don't understand how to read and how to put things together in maths. So they just feel like they're not really achieving them, their ultimate goals, and therefore leave school. We then had a wonderful program that we were running with all the teachers. We were training them on how to work with children of young ages, because at that time many of the kids were not reading until they got to grade four. So we basically got them together and we said, let's see how we can change this culture and get kids interested in books, and how they can actually want to just open a book and read, even if they just look at pictures and make up stories and imagination. And a lot of the children we work with, their cultures are with stories that are told to them rather than reading, and not necessarily books that are read. And we came up with this wonderful idea of putting a reading hub, which is a bookshelf, with lots and lots of books in, and a carpet and a bench and cushions, and made it a little comfy area where they could actually sit and they could read. So the teachers embraced it because it was a resource for their classroom, and the kids absolutely loved it. It was easy also for donors to come on board because they could tangibly see what they were donating towards, and we've been running that program for quite a few years now. So that's how we slowly got into the schools with our story weavers, where we actually put books into children's hands and encourage them to want to take them home, to read to each other. And we do different tasks around literacy and reading with the children.
Incredible. And how did you get involved with this?
So, I mean, like I think most of us moms, when we, you know, start having babies and whatever, I ended up going to maybe lots of baby groups and swim groups and moms and tots, etc. And I just discovered there were a lot of people that had so much around me, and I thought, how could we distribute that? And we started a little organization called From the Children to the Children, hence Kids to Kids, and we started donating every little bit that came our way. So over time, we had just grown our projects from donations, really, into more structured programs, and going out into the location areas, working with young girls that were looking after kids in shacks because they weren't really allowed to go to school because people needed to get money. And then we trained them into their spaces. They had to go to school in the afternoons, and then they became principals of those schools. And now many of those ladies are much older now and run their own schools very successfully. And that was really my role in setting up these projects. And then we just built on that, where we found that we needed to build the passion for learning at schools, reading at schools. And then with Story Weavers introducing the Cool to Be Kind, which is the anti-bullying program, which we've now introduced into the reading. And my role is just to facilitate and to be part of coordinating various volunteers around the country and training teachers, which is takes up a lot of time, but it is really worthwhile.
Are you looking for anybody who has a teaching degree or diploma?
We love
who could actually just come and get involved.
Yes, we love all kinds of teachers, especially when your teachers are either out of work or they're retiring, or, you know, are sometimes forced to retire because of the specific age group. We just take on every and embrace every teacher that can come along, because they already understand the background working with kids.
Amazing.
And we're always looking for trainers to train teachers. Teachers associate with teachers and they bond very well, and hence us coming up with this. Yes, we do need the volunteers, but we also do need the donations, which is where we went with our new choose a gift that counts, which is where we are at the moment.
All right. Tell us about the choose the gift that counts.
So what we thought about, because I'm sure that like many NPOs, there's so much space that you can really go and get sponsorship. And with that little circle growing smaller and smaller every day and the bite getting less, we are always struggling to sustain the projects from a financial point of view. That means making sure we've got enough funds to go out, make the reading corners, build them up, buy the books, place them in classrooms, go and get the books printed for the Cool to Be Kind workshops, because there's a book that's involved, there's a beautiful little heart badge, and we obviously want people to donate towards it. But when you can't really see what you're donating to because you're saying we're stopping bullying in schools, really? How do you do that? Well, we do this workshop and we tell children about being kind and literally give them something to take home, so as a reminder that when you wear your heart badge, you've got to be kind to one another. So that all takes a lot of explaining. And when people come to put the money down for sponsorship or donations, it's more towards like literacy, specifically because they can see and tangibly feel the book. So we chose this gift that counts theme for going into, obviously it's Christmas time coming up and people are going to be spending a lot of money. Sometimes in a fast, kind of panic space, because it's like, oh my gosh, God, I haven't bought the Christmas presents. They sometimes end up being a little bit quirky, a useless product sometimes, and gifts that just maybe wouldn't have been your choice. So we were just reaching out to people and saying, just let's rethink this. Let's be mindful of our spending. Let's be mindful of whenever we buy gifts. Now it's Christmas, but maybe it's a birthday or an anniversary or whatever comes along next, that we can make a difference to somebody in our communities. And obviously through Kids to Kids, we want to make a difference through literacy. And we are saying kids really need books. So instead of buying those quirky underpants for somebody, why don't we just donate on your behalf for books, and we'll send you a beautiful little certificate to say we've donated on your behalf, and just build that up through obviously a lot of work in campaigning against awareness with radio stations like yourselves, just saying, amazing, come on people, get on board, and let's get into the spirit.
Yeah, amazing. Unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. We've actually run over time, but thank you very, very much, and I wish you much success with this. Anybody wanting to get hold of you can get hold of you through Kids to Kids, and just Google it, and you'll be able to go to the website.
And it's Kids to Kids with Zs, so KIDZ, and then the number 2, KIDZ.co.za. Otherwise, info at Kids to Kids, and they can find us. Somebody will get back to them the soonest. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless thee. Bye-bye. Their email is kids with a Z, the letter 2, kids with a Z, .org.za.